The fourth parak deals with the shechita of the korban tamid, giving the various limbs to the six kohanim who would carry them over and place them on the ramp up to the mizbeach. Mishnah Aleph says as follows: Lo hayu kovsin es ha-taleh, they would not tie the taleh, the lamb, in a specific way like the non-Jews tied up their animals, then when they were bringing it to their avodah zarah, the way they did it is they tied the front legs together and the back legs together. We would not do that. So we would do it like an akeda, like at the akedas Yitzchak, that was to the ram that was there, that Avram Avinu, he tied the front right and back right legs together and front left and back leg left legs together. Any of the kohanim that were zocha to be transferring, to be carrying the limbs, putting them on the ramp, not only would they do that, but they would also help the shochet do the shechita by holding the animal. So this is how they tied and they placed the animal. Its head was pointing towards the south of the Mizbeach, Upanav Lamarav, and its face was turned toward the west, towards the Heichal. What's going on here is that they were in an area of the Azar of the Chatzar of the Beis HaMikdash, the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, that was to the north of the Mizbeach. And right north of the Mizbeach was an area that there were a bunch of rings that were stuck in the ground, actually 24 of them. There were six that ran from west to east and in rows. So there were four rows of those, so six going west to east and another four going north to south, for a total of 24 of these rings. And they would use those to hold, it's a machlokas, either the head of the animal or the legs of the animal during the shechita. So that was where we are right now with the animal doing the shechita. And we discussed how the face was pointing towards the heichal, ashochet olmeh b'mizrach, and the person during the shechita would stand in the east, upon the marav, and his face was pointing towards the west. Now, as mentioned, 24 rings, 6x4, and the place that the shechita of the korban tamid was in the second row of these rings, not in the first row, but in the second row. And the reason here is because the shechita had to be done specifically based on a pasuk, facing the rays of the sun. And in order to face the rays of the sun in the morning, the shechita of the korban tamid would be done on the west side of those rings, and in the afternoon on the east side, so it would be facing the rays of the sun. Now, it wasn't done in the first row closest to the Mizbeach because there would be shadows at those times during certain times of the year. Accordingly, it was done in the second row, and in the morning it was done on the western side, and in the afternoon it was done on the eastern side. So the Mishnah says as follows: Shoshachar Yayish Nishchad Al Kerens Vonit Maravis. In the morning, the korban tamid was shechted on the northwest corner of the mizbeach, so closest to the northwest corner. Al Tabashnia, but in the second row of those rings, Shalbein Arbaim Hayad Nishchad Al Keren Mizrachit Tzuanis. The afternoon korban tamid was shechted on the northeastern side of the mizbeach, Al Tabashnia, and it was on the second row as well, but it was on the opposite side, on the eastern side. Shachat Ashochet VeKibel Amekamba. So the coin appointed to the shechita, the one who was appointed to do the kabbalah, did the Kabbalah of the Dam, Balo Lekerem Mizrachit Tzvoni, Venosi Mizrachat Tzvona. That person who did, the Kohen who did the Kabbalah, did the Holacha, brought the blood to the Mizbeach, and also did the Zrika. The Zrika was done on the northeastern corner of the Mizbeach, and because it was done on the corner, it went on the north side of the Mizbeach, and the east corner of the Mizbeach, and also, in addition, he applied it, Kadi corner, Ma'aravit Romiz, on the southwestern side, on that corner, and accordingly, Venosi Ma'aravit Roma, it would split. Some went on the south side, some went on the west side. And the excess blood that wasn't used for the Zrika was poured on the base of the Mizbeach on the southern side, and that flowed down and through to the little stream that took it out of the base of Mikdash. Mishnah Beis talks about Lohaya Shover Saregel, starting to carve up the animal. They didn't used to remove. Shover literally means break. They didn't remove the leg before skinning, but left it intact at this point. El Nokfa, what they would do is that they would put a hole through the back leg, Mitoch Arkuva Vitolabo, right above the knee, and they would hang the animal. So now we're north of where the shechita was done, and we had in a prior parak, we talked about that there was an area that there were these amudim, these pillars made of stone, and on top of them a cedar block, and in those cedar blocks there were a type of hook, and those hooks were used to hold the animals up while they skinned them. They were hooked up from the back legs, and accordingly the head of the animal was towards the ground. They put those on various tables in order for the head to not be on the the ground. And that's what's going on right now. They punctured some holes above the knee so they would hang the animal from those hooks. So they were doing the skinning of the animal, going in a downward motion from the top to the bottom, from the leg area to the bottom, until they got to the chest. They actually started at the tail area until they got to the chest. They got to the chest and the skinning. They stopped the skinning right then. They'll get back there shortly. They cut off the head. And they gave it to the kohen who was responsible to move the head to the ram. They cut off all four of the feet. Up to the knees, not including the knees, up to the knees, not more than that. And gave it to another coin who was responsible for moving those to the knees. Now they continue doing the skinning of the animal from the chest to the neck. They tore out, they cut open the heart, they took it out, they removed the blood that was not blood that was unfit for the mizbeach. They cut off the front legs. And they gave it, this is above the knee, they gave it to the coin that was responsible to move those to the ramp. Now they went to the right back leg, they gave that to the coin who was responsible, and the testicles were connected to that. They cut open the body, and all the innards of the body now were revealed. They took the fats that had been covering the intestines and the stomach, and they covered, they put it on the head pointing downward, and they covered where the shechita was done so it wouldn't look so terrible, carrying that head to the ram. So they covered up with the fats of the animal, not al esakravayim, they took the intestines, and they gave it to the kohen responsible, and he went to wash them. And the stomach, madichin, also bebeis madichin, they had a special chatzar, a special area, southern side of the chatzar, of the courtyard of the mizbeah, of the beis hamikdash, that they would wash out the stomach that had a lot of hard foods in it, and they wanted to take away from everything so that hard waste in the stomach would not get all over other things. Called tzarchas was necessary, but it wasn't so difficult to wash out the stomach. What was difficult was the intestines. The intestines that were washed, they used to wash it right there. They didn't take it to this base, midichin, and they had to wash it a minimum of 3 times. It was hard to clean, to get everything out of the intestines. Al shulchanos shel shai shebein amudim, and used to clean it on those tables made of marble that were located between the pillars. That's where they were doing the skinning, and they would clean off the intestines there as well. Mishnah Gimel, Natal es hasakin v'hifrish et hareya min hakaved. They took the knife, this is the coin that's still doing the shechita, carving up the animal, and he separated the lungs from the liver, v'etzba hakaved min hakaved, and the lobe of the liver from the liver. It's still attached, but he separated them. V'lo'aysa mezizah mimkomo, he didn't remove it, didn't detach it. He was stuff there, just simply he is separating those organs, the lobe, that etzba kaved, we will see it come back again. That was a lobe of the liver called the finger of the liver. Nakav esechaze unesanol mish zakabo. Then was a cut a section of the chest, and he gave that meat area to a kohen who was responsible for that. Ala ledovin hayamini. So now he's going to start carving the right side of the rib cage, and a little bit later we're going to get to the left side. So this is all talking about the right side of the animal, the rib cage. Ayachotech v'yor bin asid shidra. He would cut all the way. Going, and he's going in a downward motion from the back of the animal, because it's hot, it's being hung, it's hung in the air, up towards the spine. V'loya nogele b'shedra, but he would not cut the shedra yet. That's the spine. Achu magile shteitz lot rakon, until he got to 2 small limbs that were closest to the head, and then he would cut between the second and the third. He would leave 2 of them attached to one side of the body, to the neck, and the other 2 would be attached to the rest of the spine. And he cut that area. They're talking about the right side, so he cut it between the second and third ribs and detached them. And he gave it to the coin responsible, and the liver was still attached to it. He got to the neck now, continuing to cut, going in a downward direction because the neck is on the bottom. He left 2 ribs on this side and 2 ribs on that side, because there's ribs on both sides, so right next to the neck, both sets of ribs on both sides. He cut that, and he gave the neck to the person responsible for it. The windpipe, v'alev, and the heart, v'ireya, and the lugs, tulimba, were still attached and hanging from there. And now we're going to get to what's left. There are actually 3 parts of the animal that's left. The left back leg, the spine, he just cut off a little bit, leaving 2 limbs, 2 of the ribs attached to the neck. And so the rest of the spine is mostly intact. And also we have the left side of the rib cage. So now we're going to start with the left side of the animal. Balo ledof and a smolis. Now he gets to the left side of the animal. Vinyachwa shtei tzlaot. And he left, again, two tzlaot rakot, two soft of the ribs, milamalan, at the top. It's talking about the area closer to the tail, because that's at the top of the animal, because it is hanging upside down. And also he left two of those ribs close to the head. Lamatan on the bottom, that's close to the head. As he did on the right side, he left two of the ribs on the left side as well, close to the head. Just as he did on the right side. Nims to the bottom line, when it comes to the ribs, he left two on each side of the right side and the left side above, that's attached to the tail. So two were attached to the tail, and two, and the rest of them were part of the spinal cord attached. And still, as well, on the bottom side, next to the neck, he left on the right side and the left side, two ribs as well attached to the neck. Chatacha, he cuts the left side of the animal, and so now that left side is detached, he gave it to the Kohen responsible, and the spine was attached to the left side. So we had the right side before that was given to that Kohen. We have the left side. It's the left side that has the spine attached to it. And the spleen as well is attached to the left side. This left side Isakdola was larger than the right side because it had the spine attached. Ela shel yamin korin gdola, but nonetheless they called the right side the larger one, shakavet luyaba, because the kavet, the liver, was attached. It very well could have been heavier than the left side. Balolo, okay, so now he's going to do the back portion of the animal, and this is talking about the tail area, and there's still two ribs on each side, right side and left side, attached as well. Choto, he cuts that off, when Nisanola Misha Zakaboy gave it to the responsible coin, va'alya ve'etzba kavet, ushte kalayosim. And in addition, the alya is the meat of the tail, the etzba kavet, we mentioned before, that lobe of the liver, and also the two kidneys are attached to it. Nata regalas. Now he's getting to the back right leg. And he gave it to the responsible coin. Nimsa, bottom line here, we're going to retally everything we've gone through. Nimsa, kulam omdim b'shura ve'ivarim b'yadam, all the coin in there, all six of them that are carrying limbs of the Korban Tami, they were standing in a row, and they have their limbs in their hands as follows. Harish on the first coin. Barosh Varegal, he has the head, he has the right back leg. Harosh Biamino, the head is in his right hand. Vechotmo Klabezro, and the nose was pointing towards his arm. It was, the head was on the bottom, and where the Shechita was done was pointing upward. Vekarnav Bein Esbalasav, and the horns of the animal was between his fingers. Ubei Shechita Somi Lamal, at this place that the Shechita was done was pointing upward. Vaper Nasunaleh, and the fast that we talked about from the intestines, that was laid on top, so it would be looking a little bit more respectful. The haregel shel yamin bismolo, and the right hind leg was in his left hand. Ubeis oro lachutz, and beis oro, we're going to see this a few times, that's the fleshy part of the leg, literally the skin of the leg, that was pointing outwards as he would walk. We want to show the nicer part of the various parts of the animal. Number two, coin number two, asheni b'shtei yadayim, the second coin had the two front legs, shel yamin b'yamino, the right one in his right hand, shel smol b'smolo, the left one in his left hand, obeys oro in the klachutz, and again, the nice side of the animal, the fleshy part of the animal pointing outward so people would see that. Hashlishi, third coin, ba'okis to veregal, had the back portion of the animal, including the tail, veregal, and the left back leg, ha'okis b'yamino, v'alya medudelet b'yamino, as well as of, and that okis, the back portion, was in his right hand, and ad'aliyah, the tail was hanging between his fingers, v'etzba kavet ushtal kloyosimo, and also that etzba kavet, that lobe of the liver was together with it, and also both kidneys, ha'regel shel smolo b'smolo, and that back left leg was in his left hand, ubeis oro lachutz, and again, we have the base oro pointing outward for people to see the more attractive side of the animal. Haravi, the fourth kohen, bechazeh uvagera, he had the chest of the animal and also the neck of the animal. Hechazeh bimino, he had the chest in his right hand, vagera bismolo, and the neck in his left hand, vitzalo seha, bein esbosav, and those two ribs that we left attached, those were between his fingers. Hachamishi, the fifth coin, b'shtei tefanos, both at the sides of the animal, shel yamin b'yamino, v'shel smol b'smono, the right hand of the right side of the animal was in his right hand, including the liver, and the left side, including the spleen was in his left hand. Ubeis or on the chutz, and again, the place of the skin, the more attractive side of the animal, was pointing outward. Hashishi, the sixth coin. Bekravayim hanisunim bevazech, he had the intestines and they were put into a large spoon to carry them. Bekravayim, and the 4 feet below the knees, agabeim milamalim, were placed on top of them above. Those were the six kohanim that were responsible for taking the limbs of the Korban Tamid and moving it onto the Kevesh, onto the ramp up to the Mizbeach. But we also had, as we saw in the prior parak, additional three Kohanim doing additional things. Hashvi b'sholas, the seventh Kohen, was moving the fine flour that would be brought as a Korban Mincha along with the Korban Tamid. Hashmini b'chavitin, the eighth one was carrying the Chavitin loaves for the Kohen Gadol's offering. Hatshi b'yayin, and the ninth one was carrying the wine that was brought in conjunction with the Korban Tamid. And now to wrap up, where do they place it and what happened then? Halchu, they went, unisanu mechetzi hakevesh ulamata demarava, they put it on the bottom half of the ramp, on the western side of the ramp, and they salted all of this, except the wine didn't need salting. And at that point, Viardu Baolam, the Lishkas Hagazis, Luas Kulikro, as the Shema, they went to the Lishkas Hagazis together, leaving the animal parts there on the bottom part of the ramp. Now is the time to say Kriyat Shema, and we will see in the fifth parak how they further moved the limbs from the bottom part of the ramp to the top part of the ramp, and how it was offered on the Mizbeach.